Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Badol. This week, I came across a headline that caught my attention. Jeffrey Hinton, the self-proclaimed godfather of AI, says AI will take over all intellectually mundane jobs. In his words, and I quote, AI will replace everyone doing mundane intellectual labor, end quote. That's a bold claim. But is it true, or is there more to this story? Today, I want to unpack his comments, share why I don't fully agree, and talk about what this really means for you, your job, and your future. This is Tech It From Me. Let's go.
This is the Tech It From Me podcast.
So here's what's happened. Jeffrey Hinton, professor emeritus at the University of Toronto, recently appeared on the Diary of a CEO podcast. If you don't know him, he's widely credited as a pioneer of the deep learning techniques that power modern AI today. He said, and I quote, "I think for mundane intellectual labor, AI will replace everyone," end quote. He pointed specifically at jobs like call center workers and paralegals as being at risk. And honestly, that makes sense. These are roles with high volumes of repetitive tasks that AI excels at automating. He also warned about the broader impact on society. He said, "I think joblessness is a fairly urgent short-term threat to human happiness. If you make lots and lots of people unemployed, even if they get universal basic income, they are not going to be happy." And this isn't just theory anymore. There was an example recently where an NBA Finals commercial aired in the US that was produced entirely by artificial intelligence. The total cost for the production? $2,000, and it took only 2 days to make. No human production crew, and no actors. So major corporations are starting to prepare. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy recently told employees they expect to reduce their corporate headcount as AI takes over certain tasks. His words, quote, "We will need fewer people doing some of the jobs that are being done today and more people doing other types of jobs," end quote. And Dario Amati, apologies if I've butchered your last name there, CEO of Anthropic, one of the major AI labs, said AI could eliminate half of entry-level white-collar jobs within 5 years. He predicts unemployment could rise to 20% if governments and workers don't adapt quickly. Thankfully, not everyone agrees on the doom and gloom. Mark Daly, Western University's chief AI officer, said that all white-collar jobs do have elements at risk, but that doesn't mean extinction. The roles will change dramatically, but not disappear entirely. He said something that I thought was quite interesting. "We've never had a technology transition where we've got machines that think." That's a heavy thought. So now here's where I come in. With almost 30 years of IT experience in publicly traded organizations, in startups, in the dot-com era, and so forth, I don't fully agree with Hinton's blanket statement that AI will replace everyone doing intellectually mundane jobs. And here's why. AI is amazing at performing tasks, but it's truly terrible at caring. So let me give you an analogy. Anyone can technically sing a song. You or I could stand in front of a microphone, read lyrics, hit the notes. But why do A-list singers rise to the top? It's simple. They sing with emotion. They make us feel something real in their songs. They've lived heartbreak just like we have. They've felt hope. But AI just doesn't feel. It can hit every note perfectly, but it can't make you cry or smile with nostalgia or inspire you to change your life. It can only predict what that next word or note that statistically makes sense might be. The same could be said for so-called mundane jobs. Think about a customer service rep calming down an angry customer. Sure, AI can read a script, match tone, apologize, but humans tend to pick up on nuances. That slight crack in someone's voice, the silence that signals tears, or the impatience that hides fear of losing something important. Or think about a legal assistant. Reviewing a mountain of documents might seem mundane, but a good assistant remembers small nuances that save clients from embarrassment or legal trouble. Not because it's on their checklist, but because they care. These are human traits that AI does not have. Well, truthfully, at least not yet. Now, let's be realistic. AI will take over pure data tasks. It's already doing it today. Data entry, summarizing meeting transcripts, processing invoices, writing first drafts of a marketing copy. These are repetitive, prone to human error, and frankly, humans shouldn't spend their lives copy-pasting data between systems. If AI can handle these, that's good for us. It frees up time for tasks that matter more. Some argue AI will eventually simulate empathy so perfectly that we won't know the difference. Maybe. But here's my question. Is simulated empathy the same as real empathy? A script can say, "I'm so sorry you're experiencing this today." But if you know the person actually cares, it's different. You can feel it in their tone, their sighs, their pauses. That's the difference, in my opinion, between performing empathy and truly feeling it. So, as a listener, what does all this mean for you? If you're sitting there worried AI is going to take your job, here's my challenge to you. Ask yourself, what do I bring that an algorithm simply can't do? Is it your empathy, your intuition, your ability to see connections no one else sees, your creativity, your leadership? These are the things AI struggles with. These might just become your greatest assets in an AI-driven world. Let me leave you with this story. A number of years ago, I worked for a Fortune 100 company. We had a data analyst whose job was to validate sales reports every month. Sounds like a pretty mundane task, right? But one month, he flagged a massive reporting error. Our business intelligence software didn't catch it. Neither did the AI plugin we were using. Why? Because technically, the data matched all of the validation rules that we had set up in the system. But he just knew the context of our business so well, he realized something wasn't adding up. So, on his insistence, we dug in. And as it turned out, he was right. The cost percentages had been shaved off in the monthly inventory counts. And the end result was increased inventory purchases for a few of our branches. Truthfully, they were buying more inventory than they actually needed. So had he not caught this nuance, we would have continued to purchase more supplies, more food inventory than we needed every month. With food inventory, there's spoilage. That's lost revenue. That's lost dollars. His insistence saved the company millions in potential billing disputes and potential inventory variances. So this wasn't a mundane task. This was truly judgment. So, what are your thoughts? Do you think AI will replace your job? Where do you see human emotion and intuition still mattering in your work? I'd love to feature your thoughts in a future episode. Feel free to send me an email at inspire@techitforme.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Badol with Tech It For Me.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.